The Parent Agency. Written and read by me, David Baddiel.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Dedication to Ezra and Dolly, with particular thanks to Ez for giving me the idea in the first place. Part 1. The World is Not Enough. Sunday. Chapter 1. Barry Bennett was always very upset at being called Barry. It was a stupid name for a modern, 9, nearly 10-year-old boy. All his friends were called things like Jake and Lucas and Tadge. In fact, they weren't called things like that. They were called exactly that. Jake was his best friend, Lucas was his second best, and Tadge was his third. Although sometimes that order was reversed and Tadge was first. But either way, none of them were called anything like Barry. Barry didn't even know anyone called anything like Barry. He didn't know, for example, anyone called Brian or Colin or Derek, or any other name that no boy had been called since 1953. Being called Barry was just one, although it was pretty near the top of the list, of the many things Barry blamed his parents, Susan and Jeff, go figure, for. Here, in fact, is that list, which Barry kept hidden under the pillow on his bed, a bed that didn't, by the way, have the fantastic Lionel Messi duvet on it that Lucas had.